Assalamu alaikum. It's nice to see you again as we continue to discuss how we can bring the divine into our daily by understanding the characteristics of the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The name that we're going to discuss today is Ar-Rafi', which means the uplifter. Many times in our marriage relationships and in our homes, we seek that uplifting or that sense of support from our spouses. Our children will often seek that sense of support or that sense of uplifting from us as parents. But what we tend to not pay attention to or not realize is that many times we can find that support, we can find that element of being uplifted in places other than just with our spouse. And for our children, the same also goes, where it's not always just the parents who have to be the ones that are uplifting or providing support. And this is why we see the importance of mentors and having those connections. You know, there was a study that was done on a tribe known as the Wadobi tribe. And this tribe in Papua New Guinea was assessed to see what the female view of marriage is about. And one of the questions that they were asked was, is your husband your best friend? And the spouses responded, they were a little hesitant, and they said, why would my husband be my best friend? My husband is my husband, and you know, my best friend is so-and-so. The person who listens to me is so-and-so. The person who does this is so-and-so. And everyone seemed to have a role, a separate role in the family life. Yet today, as we have shrunk the nuclear family and we rely more and more heavily on our spouses, many times we expect our spouse to be the best father or the best mother, to be the best friend, you know, in the person who is the best caretaker, the best person who is there in every element. And we've cut out the important people in our lives that can supplement, that can support, that can uplift. When we look at the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we see that he was surrounded by the companions. And the companions often times provided that uplifting, provided that support, in addition to the support and the connection that he had with his spouses. So today, as we continue through our journey of trying to build better relationships, it's important that we recognize that, yes, we are there in the marriage relationship to help uplift one another, but that's not all the marriage relationship is about, and that's not the only relationship in which uplifting can occur. And with our children, as much as they may look to us for support and uplifting, and we should try to implement that uplifting element as opposed to constant criticism or constant putting down of our children, but also provide avenues where our children can be exposed and uplifted by mentors, by role models, by those in their life that they can also connect with. So I pray that Allah will bless us always with people who will uplift us, whether those people are our spouses, our parents, our children, or our close friends and companions that we're blessed with. Jazakum Allahu khair, and I look forward to speaking with you again tomorrow as we continue to bring the divine into the daily. Assalamu alaikum.